let's do this. Let's run to the phone lines here. They're on the Newsmaker line. We have from Israel, David Rubin. David, good afternoon to you, sir.
Yes, hello, Pat. How are you?
How are you? Been too long since I've talked to you, probably over a month. But I saw some thoughts that were going on in Israel. You know, we're so narrow-minded in the U.S., so self-focused, we don't check things around the world. I've often said, and you and I have said it together, what happens in the U.S. affects Israel. What happens in Israel affects the U.S. Where are we currently in the Netanyahu thing? I get the feeling that this temporary thing that he did when he went in this agreement with Mandelblit, that it's now coming to fruition, but now it's something like just more than I did my time, now you do yours. They're wanting him to go away for a while.
Well, we don't know exactly whether it's going to happen. If it happens, then it's a political earthquake in Israel with ramifications for the world, really.
Yeah.
Just to give a little background that maybe some of your listeners don't have, the former prime minister of Israel, who was the current opposition leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, has reportedly agreed to finalize a plea bargain agreement with Israel's attorney general.
Is this over the accusations of bribery and fraud and all that stuff?
Yes, okay. Yes. He has been charged with bribery, fraud, breach of trust. And the plea bargain, which is basically an out-of-court settlement, or an in-court settlement before a verdict, that would remove the charge. What they're saying is that it would remove the charge of bribery, which is the most serious charge, and it would also prevent Netanyahu from having to go to jail if he was found guilty. But in return for that, he has to agree to leave politics for at least 7 years.
Okay, if he does that, he'll be well in his 70s then after that, won't he?
Yeah, he's already in his 70s, okay. 72 years old.
Okay, so he'll be almost 80.
He would be almost 80. It would most likely end his political career. Given the current state of the Israeli government and the political parties and the coalition and the personal animosities towards Netanyahu, he's developed a lot of enemies over the years, and some of those enemies are people who politically would be together with him, but he alienated them, and because of that, it would be almost impossible for him to form a governable coalition anytime in the next couple of years.
Yeah, which you have to do in order to be in power, because you don't really elect a president or a leader. You elect a party for representation in your government, and then that party says, "Okay, we're the one that's in control, and this is our guy." I mean, that's how that works, right?
Right, but. This is our guy, and we're in control, but we need the smaller parties in order to remain in power. And he has alienated so many people, and I really think it's, you know, to a great extent, it's his fault. It's the arrogance of power when one is in power for too long, because we haven't had term limits on prime ministers in Israel. And that may be changing very soon, by the way. But that's where things stand right now. The attorney general has his own political calculations because he is leaving his position at the end of January. So any agreement that may be finalized has to be finalized before the end of the month.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Because Netanyahu's been around strongly in power for what, about 15 years?
Yes, he has.
Okay, so that's like more, that's almost four presidential terms here in the U.S. What will happen? I mean, if this happens, and I'm with you, I think if he steps away for at least 7 years, well, then he's done. Were that to happen, what does Israel look like at that point?
Well, what would happen is that the agreement is finalized. There are two things that would happen almost immediately. One is for certain, and the other is likely. So the one that's for sure is that there will be a leadership race in the Likud party. Okay, remember, the Likud party is L-I-K-U-D.
Right.
That's the party of Netanyahu. And he's been the leader of the Likud for many, many years. It's the biggest party in Israel, easily. It still is the biggest party in Israel, even though they're in the opposition now. And so there will be a leadership race to see who will succeed Netanyahu as leader. That race could take several months for nominations and a campaign and then a primary. So once that happens and a new Likud leader is elected, I should mention, first of all, they would have to choose a temporary leader. But once a new Likud leader, a permanent Likud leader, is elected, the heavy pressure would begin on the more right-wing members of the current left-right coalition. The government, as it stands now, headed by Naftali Bennett,
mm-hmm.
And that is this weird sort of left-right unity coalition. It's the left, it's the right, and it's the anti-Israel Muslim extremists in there as well, and they're all in this coalition. It's the most fragile government Israel has ever had, but the right-wing members of that government will be pressured to split off and to bring down the coalition.
Well, let me ask you this, should this be a warning to the U.S.? Because you've spent a good deal of time in the U.S. as well, so you understand us, you know who we are, you know how we work. Would this be a message to us? Be careful the next time you say, well, what we need is we need a stronger independent party or parties, plural, because you could have what you've got there. The largest party, the party with the most people, is Netanyahu's party, the Likud party. But because they're so splintered, even though they have the largest output, they didn't have enough to get to 50% of votes cast, and they can't get there without aligning themselves with other parties. It's like you can't get that one to go to the date with you. You can't get this one to go on a date with you. You go to that one, you can't get them to go on a date with you. And you find yourself running around trying to put together a coalition of parties that some of them are people that you don't always agree with, and some of them you don't even like that well.
Well, yes, that's true. In the United States, it is much more stable when you have a Democratic Party, with extreme leftists, but also moderate leftists,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even a few quasi-centrists. But then you have the GOP, so you have the moderates. And you also have the strong right-wingers, and those who are more conservative socially, those who are more conservative economically. So you have a lot within those two parties in the United States. And sometimes people, you know, in Israel, it could be that the economic conservatives would split off from the GOP, and the far left extremists, you know, the AOC crowd, mm-hmm. They would split off from the Democrats and form their own parties according to their specific policies that they would support. When you have too many parties, it does make it very unwieldy and very difficult to form a governable coalition. So I would agree with you on that. Stability is what Israel needs right now. The problem, as I stated before, as I alluded to, is that Netanyahu has alienated too many people on the right, mm-hmm. over the years. I'm mm-hmm. not talking about the hard leftists who hate him anyhow. I'm talking about people on the right who share similar views on policy, but he alienated them personally. And because of that, they didn't want to form a coalition with him no matter what. And that's why he ended up losing the government. And so, frankly, I'm telling you that Israel will not have a stable coalition, a stable right-wing coalition, until Netanyahu leaves politics, even though a majority of the country leans to the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and they do, and I know that they do. But yeah, but if they don't have an admirable leader that they can all run to, if he's not their rallying pole, then they're left floundering, and then you end up with all kinds of things. Last question, David. Talking to David Rubin from Israel, former mayor of Shiloh, and you want to get his books, go to davidrubinisrael.com. You can get Confronting Radicals. You can get Trump and the Jews. Again, David Rubin, R-U-B-I-N, davidrubinisrael.com. David, okay, if in fact this is what happens and Netanyahu 2 weeks from today is out and has agreed this, I won't come back for 7 years, yada, yada, what does that do almost immediately to the relationship between you and us, between Israel and the United States, and particularly between your new administration there and our administration here?
Well, first of all, the relationship between Israel and the United States, between our two peoples and historically our values, I think there is far more in common than there is that keeps us apart. I think there is a value bond that goes all the way back to the foundations of the United States of America, and of course Israel's biblical foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as far as that's concerned. But when it comes to administrations, it really depends on the administration. You know, Trump had a tremendous relationship with Israel.
Yes, sir.
GOP in general. But now that we have the Biden administration in Washington, and they're heavily influenced by the left of the Democrat Party, and that far left of the Democrat Party is anti-Israel. In general, the far left today is anti-Israel.
Yes, very much.
So when you have a stable government in Israel, Israel is strong, confident, and the current government coalition of the far left, the moderate right, and the anti-Israel Muslims is very unstable. And it also doesn't accurately reflect the Israeli political trends, which lean right. So these new developments make it increasingly likely that Israel will have a stable right-of-center government after the next election. And Biden and his advisors might not be happy about that.
Yeah, it might be absolutely.
But then again, I have to add, until the Netanyahu plea bargain is finalized, if it is finalized in the next 10 days, then nothing has happened, and we continue with the same situation, which is very unstable.
Yeah. David, as always, I always appreciate you. It is much later there in Israel than it is here. So I appreciate the fact that you've made yourself available for us again, my friend, and we appreciate it very much. We will talk to you again soon. Prayers and thoughts for Israel, because you guys are our gatekeepers from here to the Middle East and the other way around on your part. David, for today, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Pat.
Yep, and you can get your books from David at davidrubinisrael.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.